Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I had probably what can only be described as a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I pull up to a Starbucks, and I turn to my right to get my phone, to unplug my phone and stuff like that, and I see a head of an animal pop up in the car next to me.
Ooh.
And I did like a double take at it because it wasn't a dog. I thought it was like an ugly chihuahua at first.
Okay.
Not that chihuahuas are ugly, but sometimes you run into an ugly chihuahua.
Yeah, some of them just look like something happened.
Yeah. One eye's too big.
Yeah
something
I'm gonna
like that.
Check our text messages for chihuahua owners complaining.
They know. But it had a head that was kind of like an ugly chihuahua head.
I
did like a double take and the head was gone. And then it popped back up again and then went away again. Like we were playing a game. And I go, that was a bird. There was a bird in that car.
What?
And I like quickly like grab my phone and I like start recording for an Instagram story. And sure enough, it's not just any bird. It was a peacock.
Oh.
There was a peacock.
In a car.
In a car.
I saw this on your story. And at first I kept thinking
that it was my birthday.
No. I kept thinking somehow the peacock was like on the opposite side of the car next to you. Like,
you weren't alone. A lot of listeners were like, wait, was that in the car? I was like, yeah, that was in the car. That peacock was driving that car.
Okay,
that peacock had just pulled up.
It was in the driver's seat, though.
For a cup of joe. And I'm not just going to walk away from that.
Sure. Yeah.
So I go over, and I'm like looking in the car. And when I started looking in the car, I didn't see the peacock anymore. Like, how do you lose track of a peacock?
You thought, oh, my God, I'm having a stroke.
Yeah, I thought, well, maybe it was on the other side of the car. And just as I was doing that, because now I'm a weird guy looking in the windows of somebody else's car.
Of course.
The owner of the car comes running out of the Starbucks, and she's like, is he okay?
Oh, she was literally running out?
Yeah.
She wasn't just done with her?
No. They were still, I don't even think that they got their stuff yet. They were sitting there waiting. She was with her mom and her son.
Okay.
And she goes, is he okay? And I go, I guess so. I can't see him. She goes, oh no, there he is. And she like unlocked the car and got him out. He's a male peacock named Peter.
What?
He's 4 months old, and he's a rescue.
What?
Yeah. And first of all, even at 4 months old, peacocks are big.
He's gigantic.
Yeah, and then she brings him out, and I put this on my story, too. You get at Gavin Wake Up Call if you want to see. And he just stood on her arm, and he was so affectionate. He, like, loved being pet. Like, if I wanted to kiss him, I probably could have. I didn't want to kiss him.
No,
but like,
who knows?
But, I mean, he's got those big old dinosaur feet.
Yeah.
And he's got, like, the little pretty feathers that stuck
up.
Yeah,
sure.
And I even ran my fingers by, and they pop right back up, those little feathers.
Oh.
Yeah, it was amazing.
I saw this, and I was instantly jealous. So, I'm stewing about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I go to take my daughter to the mall. And standing outside of the Cheesecake Factory, the back of it, as if it were an employee. I'm not saying it is, so let me just make that clear, okay?
Okay, not an employee.
There was a gentleman standing casually with a huge fire red, what looked like dragon, but probably some kind of lizard.
Okay.
Okay? And it was just chilling on this guy's shirt, not on his shoulder, just like, as if it just lays on his chest, as if it is some sort of boutonniere.
How big was it?
A foot long.
That's pretty big for a house lizard.
It was big.
Yeah.
I mean, it was big. It was big enough that I was driving by. I wasn't walking
by. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was driving by, and I was like, oh, my God. So I rolled down the window, because now I want a peacock on your peacock. I want to post my story and say you aren't the only one that gets to see exotic animals on a Sunday.
Right.
And they go, excuse me, sir. And he sees me and we make eye contact. And he will not talk to me.
Oh, really?
He
thought you were talking to his lizard.
Maybe. Well, the lizard ignored me too. He was not interested in sharing his lizard with me. He did not want to come closer to my car because I could not approach him. I am still in my car. And he was not interested in letting me. So because of that reaction from him, I did not want to take a picture of him because then now it seems intrusive. He's made it clear he did not want to engage with me. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't then going to pick up my camera and start taking pictures of him.
What did he look like?
It's a good question.
I want to say he had dreads. And it was like he was holding maybe some kind of a tablet or a folder of some sort.
Okay.
And just, you know, dress cash, not in any kind of uniform, not wearing any kind of apron.
Well, I don't know. I feel badly that happened because Sabrina, who owns the Peter the Peacock, she's great. She was very sweet and very nice. And she listened to the show. And yeah, we had a great talk.
Wow.
I think the takeaway here is it's not about how cool the animal is. It's about how cool the owner is.
God, that's so
a
true.
Great. Wow. Put that on a meme.
I should, yeah. Peter the Peacock's little pretty little face on it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.